This rainy December day 3 years ago was the last time Iranian and international negotiators met in Geneva to talk about Iran's nuclear program. Those talks, like so many others, did not produce the compromises needed to reassure the United Nations about Iran's nuclear ambitions. But a lot has changed. In June, Iranians unexpectedly elected moderate Hassan Rouhani as president. His statements, especially at the United Nations General Assembly last month, are offering new hope for progress, says Iran expert Mark Fitzpatrick at London's International Institute for Strategic Studies.
I think Iran will come forward with something new. I doubt that it will be enough to make a big breakthrough, but maybe some small progress will be possible, and then additional meetings might create the possibility for more progress.
But after President Rouhani's foreign minister met with the UN contact group and agreed to further talks in Geneva, and after Mr. Rouhani spoke with U.S. President Barack Obama on the phone, the Iranian leader encountered criticism back home for moving too fast. Meanwhile, President Obama had to appeal to the U.S. Congress not to add more sanctions against Iran, just as the new diplomatic effort is getting started.
Rouhani has got a real balancing act. He has to be able to placate his hardliners, just as President Obama has a lot of hardliners in the Congress who don't want to provide sanctions relief, in fact, want to add on more sanctions. So finding the right balance is going to be very difficult.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is not convinced Iran's new leaders have found that balance. Clinton, who was in office during several rounds of inconclusive Iran talks, spoke Friday at London's Chatham House.
In Geneva next week, I will be most interested in hearing if the Iranians are putting any meat on the bones of their hope that there can be a negotiation that leads to a resolution that is satisfying to them and acceptable to us. And I just think we don't have any way of knowing that yet.
Experts say the only thing they're confident about going into Geneva is that it will be a long process, burdened by history, mistrust, and conflicting goals. So while they hope for progress, they don't expect any breakthroughs. Al Pessin, VOA News, Geneva.